Then, when I was sure things couldn't possibly get any worse, they did. They got much, much worse. 2 days after he cleared the second gate, Sorrento's score jumped another 30,000 points, indicating that he had just acquired the crystal key. I sat there in my stronghold, staring at the monitors, watching all of this unfold in stunned horror. There was no denying it. The end of the contest was at hand, and it wasn't going to end like I'd always thought it would, with some noble, worthy Gunter finding the egg and winning the prize. I'd been kidding myself for the past 5.5 years. We all had. This story was not going to have a happy ending. The bad guys were going to win. I spent the next 24 hours in a frantic funk, obsessively checking the scoreboard every 5 seconds, expecting the end to come at any moment. Sorrento, or one of his many Halliday experts, had obviously been able to decipher the riddle and locate the second gate. But even though the proof was right there on the scoreboard, I still had a hard time believing it. Up until now, the Sixers had only made progress by tracking Artemis, H, or me. How had those same clueless asshats found the second gate on their own? Maybe they'd just gotten lucky, or perhaps they'd discovered some new and innovative way to cheat. How else could they have solved the riddle so quickly when Artemis hadn't been able to do it with several days' head start? My brain felt like hammered Play-Doh. I couldn't make any sense of the clue printed on the jade key. I was completely out of ideas, even lame ones. I didn't know what to do or where to look next. As the night went on, the Sixers continued to acquire copies of the crystal key. Each time one of their scores increased, it was like a knife in my heart. But I couldn't make myself stop checking the scoreboard. I was utterly transfixed. I felt myself inching toward complete hopelessness. My efforts over the past 5 years had been for nothing. I'd foolishly underestimated Sorrento and the Sixers, and I was about to pay the ultimate price for my hubris. Those soulless corporate lackeys were closing in on the egg at this very moment. I could sense it with every fiber of my being. I'd already lost Artemis. And now I was going to lose the contest, too. I'd already decided what I was going to do when it happened. First, I would choose one of the kids in my official fan club, someone with no money and a first-level newbie avatar, and I would give her every item I owned. Then, I would activate the self-destruct sequence on my stronghold and sit in my command center while the whole place went up in a massive thermonuclear explosion. My avatar would die, and Game Over would appear in the center of my display. Then, I would rip off my visor and leave my apartment for the first time in 6 months. I would ride the elevator up to the roof. Or maybe I would even take the stairs, get a little exercise. There was an arboretum on the roof of my apartment building. I had never visited it, but I'd seen photos and admired the view via webcam. A transparent plexiglass barrier had been installed around the ledge to keep people from jumping, but it was a joke. At least 3 determined individuals had managed to climb over it since I'd moved in. I would sit up there and breathe the unfiltered city air for a while, feeling the wind on my skin. Then I would scale the barrier and hurl myself over the side. This was my current plan. I was trying to decide what tune I should whistle as I plummeted to my death when my phone rang. It was Shoto. I wasn't in the mood to talk, so I let his call roll to vidmail, then watched as Shoto recorded his message. It was brief. He said he needed to come to my stronghold to give me something, something Daito had left to me in his will. When I returned his call to arrange a meeting, I could tell Shoto was an emotional wreck. His quiet voice was filled with pain, and the depth of his despair was apparent on the features of his avatar's face. He seemed utterly despondent, in even worse shape than I was. I asked Shoto why his brother had bothered to make out a will for his avatar instead of just leaving his possessions in Shoto's care. Then Daito could simply create a new avatar and reclaim the items his brother was holding for him. But Shoto told me that his brother would not be creating a new avatar, not now or ever. When I asked why, he promised to explain when he saw me in person.